All right. Today we're talking about energy blocks in your muscle patterns and in your body in general. Module 2 was a very, very informative module with a lot of different pieces of information that we can all apply to our lives on a daily basis. So these energy blocks we're talking about today, they are caused by emotions, and those are the places in your body where you feel either lack of energy or tightness in your muscles or perhaps even pain. And these are things that are, those symptoms are caused by an emotion that has not been dealt with. Now, these emotions, when stored in our body for a long time, will cause the repetitive muscle patterns, because it's a closed circle with the emotions stored in our body and the thoughts that support that storage of emotion inside the body. Oh, what just happened here? Oh no, we're good. We're good, Adamantia. Don't worry.
I'm not worried.
No, because it's the top part that's working. It's all good. And so emotions get stuck. And so if there is good flow of emotions, good flow of energy throughout the body, then the emotions don't tend to get stuck. But if there is lack of flow, or we hold on to a thought and repeat it in our mind, then it becomes stuck in our body. And so basically it's all about flow. So first we're going to talk about how we can promote flow in the spinal column.
Thank you, Agnieszka. As Agnieszka said, Module 2, I've been watching it again. I've gone over all the modules numerous times because every time it blows me away how much fabulous information is in there. And I was watching Module 2 again. I was like, wow, how to even condense this? So I think the best part to start with, probably the most important part of our body, which is our spinal column. It is where our life force flows outward from here, and that's from our very center core, and energy then flows out to our outer sheath. And as Agnieszka was talking about energy flow, it can be that lack of flow in our center core, which is caused by suppressed emotions from past experiences, and that really leads to what we call the issues in our tissues, which then really outwardly is a manifestation of our formation. And that's why in the later modules we get into how our body starts to form based on how the energy is flowing or perhaps slightly stuck in our body. So what really happens is you can think of our vehicle being a conduit of light, our spinal column being that shaft of which the energy flows through. And when we talk about the life force, the energy of Mother Earth that comes up through us, and then the light source of the universe, which flows down, and they meet through the shaft of light in our spinal column. And what happens is through those life experiences that have been ones that perhaps we haven't expressed our emotions and our traumas and our fears through our life experiences start to get trapped in the body and primarily around the spinal column and the little muscles around the column. And because our energy flows from inward outward, this can affect our energy flow and how much of our light is actually fully coming through. And that really actually to tie in the significance of bedroom yoga, because that's where we start to unravel the energy around the spinal column to release those little muscles, because the muscles are the messengers through the body of our thoughts. And if our thoughts are stuck in from past experiences, they can still be dictating how we're, say, even reacting or acting in our present day. So not being able to fully express ourselves now, but perhaps still expressing from past experiences. So really it's about unraveling from the subconscious, which is the body, but not only from the subconscious, but from the physical form. So we can physically unravel, and then the emotions can start to unravel as well. And that's why when we do have these releases, and even in bedroom yoga, I've had myself, and I've heard other people say they've had emotional release just from doing the bedroom yoga, because energy that's been stuck there that hasn't been experienced in the past starts to be brought into consciousness, which is the awareness. And then we can start to release that which does not serve from the past. So that brings us into alignment from within, and then leads to awakening our light fully so that we can fully express ourselves outwardly. So that is, really awakens the energy of our light then to flow freely from us. Free from the limitations of the past. And module two, like I said, so much information and what we're really going to be leading up to, because the energy that's flowing through us is really has to do with the levels of consciousness through our chakra system as well. And that's going forward, we're going to be starting with each chakra and looking at each one individually in the mentor calls going forward to really see how we can be more even more specific to each part of the body and how the energy, when it is suppressed, how it is manifesting, whether it's in armor or desensitized tissue or in just how the posture of the body. So that is a bit of a outline of the significance of the awareness of what's being held in the body, how we can realign and release, so then we can truly awaken to our authentic self.
Yeah, and another aspect of holding energy in our body, another very important thing, is the balancing between the right and the left. Now, I'm sure that everyone on this call is aware, but I'll just go over the list one more time to ensure that it's at the forefront of our mind. So the right side of the body is the masculine side. It's the yang energy, the doing energy. It's analytical, action-oriented, mental, and it represents our personality as it appears in this lifetime, our personality. And the left side of the body is the feminine side. It's the yin side of our body. It is creative, caring, feeling, reaction-oriented side. It's emotional, and it represents the soul side of our body. So now understanding those two different halves, we can examine our own bodies and see where the energy gets stuck. Does it get stuck on the left or the right? Do you have a little bit more pain or discomfort or awareness on your right or your left? And sometimes what happens with energy, interestingly, it starts as awareness, it starts as mild discomfort. And if we don't deal with it right away, it could grow into something greater and greater and greater over time. And sometimes when the universe is pointing us in the right direction and we keep bucking that guidance, we might even go as far as having a dis-ease or an accident, where these things will show up really strongly in our lifetime and we won't be able to ignore them any longer. There are a couple really amazing places where you can find more detailed information in Body Awakening Method about these things. One of them is the body scanning exercise in the bonus modules. And I highly, highly recommend that everyone goes through that at least, once a month, because it really does bring awareness of every single muscle and every single part of the body, and it illustrates to us where we are stuck in those specific places. And it's amazing, because even if you do it today, in a month you might have completely different muscle tensions because of how you've moved to a different part of your life, a different stage of your life. And then also the diseases or the discomforts in each specific chakra, they're covered in each chakra module, starting at module 5, the base, which is the module we'll be discussing in the next mentor call in January. So at the beginning of January, we will talk all about the base chakra and how it creates the foundation for our life and how it is the bottom chakra, but one of the most important, because it's one of the chakras where we hold the most fear. the bottom three chakras are the chakras where we tend to hold fear. And until that fear is resolved, it's more difficult to release the muscle tension from the upper body. So just understanding that the bottom chakras is where you start. In reality, the bottom is where you start.
Yes. And I wanted to also touch on getting to the foot point. And before that, just wanted to add about with what Agnieszka we just said about the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system as well. With the sympathetic, because we're talking about the nervous system, the spinal column, and the sympathetic is, if you think of it, as the right side. And it's really about how we take action and how we bring our actions out into the world. And the left side being the parasympathetic. And it's more about our relaxation, how we relax our muscles, say, in the back or other parts of the body. And it's about bringing these two to work together in balance, which is what Agnieszka was talking about. And, yes, we do start from the bottom up, the very foundation of our being. And we will be getting into the root chakra on our next call. And today we're going to start with foot point. And the significance of it, and I've experienced and seen in others how if they've done even nothing else and just realigning their feet, what a profound difference that makes in bringing that balance back into their being. And it's really about how we stand in life from our very core, the roots, as you can imagine a tree with its roots into the ground. And when we look even just at our feet with the right and the left sides, the right is about what direction are we going in, and that again is our left brain function. And the left foot is about the purpose that we have and that we are feeling aligned in.
Just a quick reminder, everybody, the left brain governs the right side of the body, and the right brain side governs the left side of the body. The brain is crisscross, so some people sometimes forget that part. So when we talk about the left brain, that's the analytical masculine, and when we talk about the right brain, it's the feminine creative, and it crosses in the body, and all the left brain functions appear on the right side, and the right brain functions appear on the left side.
Yes, and really in our feet, because all the chakras are also found in the feet, and I believe all three of you and have taken the full body awakening, and we, you know, do go over that, but it's about how we're connecting to the life force and how slight misalignment even if the toes are pointed in, it's not only about being across purpose physically, but it's subconsciously, that is what the left and right brain function is having a bit of a disagreement there, as well as if they're pointing outward, maybe being off on what direction and purpose we are having, feeling in our life. And not only that, because it has to do with the physical structure, and then the body will start to break down if we are not in alignment physically. So starting the very basics of where are our feet and how are we grounded on Mother Earth. And when awareness is really brought back in, we get back on track, not just physically, but on a subconscious level as well. And makes, structure equals performance. On many levels. So I think that's really a message getting out about let's start at our feet. Where are they? Where are we going? Where have we been? So we, just wanted to touch on the importance of the foot point. Yeah.
Yes. And, there's one more thing I want to mention about the foot point is sometimes when we're having a challenging conversation with a family member or an employee or a coworker, check out your feet. Looking down at your feet and checking your foot point during challenging conversations can make a huge difference. Because if your foot point is splayed out and the person you're speaking to could get the impression that you're willing to give up anything, give them anything. But if your feet are in alignment, you're in a much more powerful position, and subconsciously everybody who's speaking to you will understand that and pick up on that and realize that you're not someone to be trifled with. And it is even more powerful than words, because the body language is something that we understand at a very deep subconscious level, and it doesn't have to be said in order to be understood. And so
I just wanted to add that even mechanically, it throws off the biofeedback of the left and right brain function. So there's so much more going on than just keep your feet straight. It's the biofeedback that's happening chemically within the being.
And having a correct foot point really releases a lot of those lower chakras, the three lower chakras, a lot of the fear and the energy stuck in those three lower chakras, as well as in your knees and the hips. All of that is released when the foot point is corrected and correct walking is applied, walking like we teach in the modules. So once more, I'd like to encourage every single person on this call, even Carol, to watch Module 2 again. It's a great refresher, and it's full of really good information. And I might be a master practitioner, but I still got great reminders of things that put together. At every level, we can watch something that we've already seen and get more deeper information out of it. And so I really enjoyed watching Module 2 again.
And I just wanted to add that the repetition creates new behavior. And it's almost when I listen to it again and again, I start to embody it on a deeper level every time. And I find that is the power of the energy of this work in general.
And every energy center is affected by our foot point, because that's where the energy flows into the body from Mother Earth. So as we straighten our foot point, our knees, our hips, all of the chakras begin releasing. And this is just a brief overview of the chakras today, because we really don't have enough time in the 20 minutes or 15 to 20 minutes that we speak in these calls to go over all of the chakras. But we will be going over every single chakra in the new year, starting with base in January. And then you will be able to understand it at a deeper level of how each chakra affects your body and affects your consciousness. And just to reiterate one more time, I think it's very, very important to watch that or to listen to the body scanning meditation or read over it. Well, listening to it is more powerful, because you can fully pay attention to each one of your muscles as Carol is guiding you through the meditation, allowing that to come through you and release anything that no longer serves you in your own body.
Yeah. Great.
So I think that's it for our prepared material. Does anybody have any questions?
No. Are we all live?
Yes, you're live
now.
Yeah,
you're all live. Or any comments or your personal experience?
I have a question regarding my left side, so the feminine side. What would be the interpretation of having a lot of, like, really intense muscle spasms on the lower scapula, so at like the mid-thoracic, and then up in the cervical, just where, like, the occiput, or where the base of the brain joins the top of the cervix, there's a muscle there that would be really tight, and it's all on my left side, like really, really tight. And in fact, the chiropractors and physiotherapists are doing a study on this right now on me.
So what's your
posture? And I think you know what? I walk tall. My feet are straight. And they said your posture is good, Gloria. The chiropractor
your head
adjust,
posture. Your head posture.
Pardon me.
Your head.
He said sometimes my head fell off, meaning that I'm not right. The head is not right. My head is completely on top of the, like, C1 of the cervical, the start of the cervical spine, or as he calls it, the mouth of God. So it's just off a little. So he says your head fell off again. But I know, I'm very aware that this affects everything as it travels down. So somatically, what could that be saying?
Well, the back is where a lot of anger is stored from the past. So something perhaps that you've put behind you but hasn't necessarily been released. And the left side being your feminine side, I would love to be able to see exactly where you're talking about, but that whole area is almost like being stabbed in the back, if I'm picturing it correctly where you're talking about. So for me, I would say something from the past is getting your attention to be released, and whether it be in regards to a relationship, female relationship, or your internal relationship with your feminine side that hasn't been able to be expressed outwardly. And consciously, you because I know you're very aware, Gloria, when we were talking earlier, and it was just great to hear you share. So consciously, we can be aware and, you know, consciously saying, yes, I let go of these issues. But on some level, the body is still holding on to it. So I would say looking at the relationship with your feminine side, how it's been expressed or suppressed from the past, and is there a pattern with any females in your life and perhaps multi-generational going deep back with mother and onward? Because as I know you're aware, we're healing for ourselves 7 generations back and 8 generations forward, and this is all about the past from what I hear.
Oh my God, you know what, you just gave me such an enlightenment, because I have been doing so much releasing of generational curses and going back generationally 7 and even back to Adam and Eve. Like, honestly, wow. So that.
Yeah. So I would just breathe in right now. I would just stop and breathe into your back with that awareness slowly and just take a deep breath into it and let it go. And this is where I would bring the breath in with every awareness that you get. And ready to let go and ready to release.
Yeah.
Because as we're releasing, we need to fill that space with something, and it's the breath and the light that we want to replace it with.
And the occipital bone muscle, the muscle by the occipital bone, I would say that has to do with your throat chakra and words that you swallow that you're not expressing. You're putting it in the back. You're wanting to say something, but you're pushing it behind you, saying it's not, doesn't need to be expressed right now. But in reality, your body is stating something very different. And the other thing I would really, really focus on, Gloria, would be your head posture. Because it doesn't matter that your whole body posture is aligned if your head is out. You saw that diagram in BAM that I included in one of the modules where the head, the farther forward it is, the more pressure it is right on that very spot we're talking about. So 42 pounds of pressure on that muscle when you're not keeping your head over top of your spine.
And when the head's not over top of the spine, it's a disconnect from feeling what's going on in the body. So that would be an old pattern of at some point, perhaps, I would suggest. Elanda would laugh at that. That's an inside joke. Not feeling comfortable feeling what's in the body, so the head would start to realign to disconnect the conscious from the subconscious.
Oh, this is so powerful. So, yeah, because I'm doing a tremendous amount of work on that subconscious, on the unconscious.
Yeah.
And there is releasing, so the breath into it definitely is powerful. Just again, you know what? This moment, it's another little epiphany.
Oh, wonderful.
Connecting. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And there's truth in what you said.
Thank you, Gloria.
Ooh. Elanda, do you have anything to add?
Well, I have 2 things that I'm dying to ask about.
Okay, go.
One
is... Can you speak a little louder, Elanda?
Oh, yes. I don't know where the microphone is on my computer.
Ooh. You found
it. Did I find it?
Yep.
Can you hear me? Okay. One is... the right side, my whole neck, shoulder, the whole arm down to my hand, there's like 10 different points that are just absolutely killing me. It's just really, really holding me back from everything I'm trying to get accomplished. I'm just spending hours and hours in pain and not being able to do most of the things that I want to do, as well as my left foot, really struggling to walk on it a lot of the times for some reason, just keep coming and going and coming and going. So those are my two that are driving me nuts.
Okay, so sorry, I think I can hear what is just a little faint, but it's the right side of your, did you say your shoulder and your arm and down to your leg, did you say?
No, but on the right side, it's my neck, that whole shoulder blade, and the whole entire arm down to my hand. So that's on the right side, okay. And the left side is the foot.
Okay, so when did this start? Is this something that's been ongoing?
Both of them have been ongoing for about, I know the right side has been ongoing for about 9 months.
Okay.
And the foot, I would say about, 10, 11 months, something like that.
Okay. So what I'm going to suggest, well, first of all, it'd be interesting to know what happened 9 months ago. Prior to this pain coming on, if there were any changes in your life, in your thought pattern, in where you were wanting to go and what you were wanting to bring out into the world as far as your action and what you're doing, or perhaps what you haven't been doing that your soul has been calling you to do. The right side being about action is being held in your arm, which is how we express fully outwardly in our creation. So for me, what I would ask is were there any changes around that time when the pain started coming? And is it into your neck, did you say?
Yeah, it goes right, it's in my neck all the way up to my scalp. I remember around that time I was really, really sick. I was really sick for 6 months. I felt like, I was working a job that was really bad for me in every sense. Mm-hmm. I was just really at a point in my life where I had all of these illnesses coming up saying, stop what you're doing, this is killing you, and we're going to just keep shutting you down until you stop what you're doing. So I did, and I walked away from my job, and I just started a completely new path. But these couple of pains, I guess to ensure that I completely walked away, I wasn't able to walk for about 3 weeks, and this pain in my right side just hasn't seemed to leave me.
So
and
I would
foot comes and goes.
Yeah, I would suggest going back to what was being triggered. So you had you were doing a job that you were unfulfilled in, and even though you've taken the action to stop that job, the fact that you were doing it and it was creating an emotion in you. Mm-hmm. That so is triggering something from the past. So you may have stopped the job, but the actual emotions sounds like are still being held in the body. So it's like we can change the job, but did we get to the root of what the issue was? Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
So what were the, I would write down what was going on that you felt unfulfilled, dissatisfied, perhaps angry or frustrated with? What weren't you expressing? And where is the origin of this? It would be from the past. So the body's saying, yes, okay, great that you stopped the job, but we still need to deal with the issue of why it was unfulfilling. And how can you express that outwardly? And the left ankle really being about how fully emotionally supported you feel from within now. So no longer about being emotionally supported from outside, even though perhaps that started from a very young age, being in the ankle, but now about feeling supported from within emotionally. And that would be, again, the posture, the breath, and healing the part that perhaps felt unsupported emotionally from a young girl. And alignment, alignment, alignment with the ankles, because they can easily fall in if that's an old weakness there. So be extremely aware of, are my ankles straight? I'm still a lot catching my ankles rolling inward, but I instantly will realign them and say, I emotionally support myself from within. So I'm reinforcing, not only just changing the posture, but I'm talking to myself now at this point. But really, Lad, I would say, right, start looking at what you were feeling when 9 months ago when you stopped that job. What was it triggering?
All right, I will do that. Thank you.
Okay. Does that seem helpful?
Yes.
Okay.
And the other thing that I would suggest, I already suggested it on this call, but just specifically for this issue, Ilanda, to listen to the body scanning meditation, and perhaps it will give you a deeper understanding of what your body is telling you.
Yeah. And also, Ilanda, with the awareness of from writing, because I do believe that if you ask to be shown what is going on, your body will tell you, and then to take it a step further would be to go, I believe, oh, maybe I'm, I think I'm correct. Are you close to Noreen?
We're about an hour apart. We're pretty close, but an hour.
Yeah, that might be a nice connection to get the awareness of what it was and then to have trigger point release done in your neck and in your shoulder is what I'm feeling, as well as your hand, I think. The energy is being, I'm just getting a sense being stuck in the hand, can't fully come out. So if you could do the work and then go see her to have that combination, I think would be very powerful.
Okay, great.
But do your own work first, Ilanda, because it's the most important thing is to be your own practitioner. Going to other people is beneficial as long as we do our part, but it's not a replacement for doing our own part.
Yeah, and that's why I was stating the importance of writing it first, getting the awareness, and then going to see her.
Yeah.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome. And what about Debbie? How are you, Debbie?
I'm very good, thank you. I do not have any questions at this point in time. I'm just taking it all in.
Great. And we do have, is this your first call with us, Debbie, I believe?
Yes, it is.
Okay, just so you know, just so you are aware that we do have, this is our third call. So we've kind of going backwards. We did module 3 and 4. Now we're doing module 2. And then we're going to be starting sequential, starting on the new year with module 5, which is the base chakra. We do have the recordings from the first two calls on the website.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, so you're you know, go listen to those, and then you'll be fully caught up to where we're going to be starting in the new year.
And where on the website would I find them?
If you log into your Body Awakening Method online training and scroll down past the main core modules, there's a link in between the core modules and the bonus modules. It's big, and it says Mentor Core Replay. And then you will go into the Mentor Call dashboard at that time.
Oh, okay, found it. Yeah, thank you.
Nice. See, you had a question.
you weren't aware of it, but
and I think I will spend some time on this website. Absolutely, there's so much wonderful information on there.
Yes, and at any time, any questions that you have, please feel free to post them on the Full Body Awakening Facebook page.
Okay,
it's a very open forum for interaction, and we all kind of learn together there. So please come and join us there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for my help, by the way, Adamantia. I really appreciate that.
Oh,
I did listen to you on the call earlier when I said hi. I was like,
okay. Oh, my pleasure. Anytime. Yeah.
That was great. That was really good.
Great. No, it's fun. It's fun, isn't it?
You know what? I'll be honest. I had my friend over for 4 hours doing, and I couldn't get past writing 2 pages of the assessment. I took a million pictures of her, and I said, I'm going to write the rest of the 8 pages and I'm going to mail it to you.
Wonderful.
Just, but I can't get through those 8 pages.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why the right side of your body is all stiffed up. Just Gloria and Debbie, just, you know, Ilanda just did our level 1 and 2 in Sedona last month, and she's working on her body analysis, 8-page body analysis that we do in the level 1 and 2. And she just did her first one, but it sounds like she was having too much fun.
I love doing it intuitively and telling her, and we had a blast and it was amazing. She thought it was such an amazing experience. She's already recommended me to several of her friends, but it's just the 8-page analysis. I was like, oh, I'm so uncomfortable trying to write it because of my shoulder, and then just, you know, me writing reports.
Yeah, no, I understand.
I'll blame it on the neck mostly, but it's really mostly me just not wanting to write.
Well, it's the other way around, Ilanda. What if it's the other way around? What if the reason your shoulder and arm hurt because you don't do the writing that you're invited to do?
Probably. I'll work on the 8-page report and see if the pain goes away.
Yeah. And really, if you can do the four pages, the drawing, the first, the 1M to 4M or whatever, with them, the rest you can do later because it's transferring. Except don't forget the feet.
Oh yes, I did. I did do the drawing part.
Good.
I did get the drawings, but the writing, everything. I really felt that I could read her better when I was talking to her and connecting with her. But I think because it took me so long to try to find the correct information for me, I guess I get too meticulous and I want to make sure everything was correct. So when I spend so much time fumbling through the book, I feel like I'm not doing her as much of a service as when I just try to tell her everything that I feel and I see with her. And then,
I have a feeling that spending 4 hours with somebody about them is probably them doing them a great service. I'm just going to guess. So it gets easier. You might want to tape the sessions as well.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And I think, yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm going to have to go through the modules online as well.
Yes. Yeah. Great.
Can I ask one
other question?
Yes.
May I ask one more? I don't want to.
Yes.
I'm really curious what the meaning of a heel spur is, especially on the right-hand side for a man. So that's the masculine side, and it's a heel spur. There was an experience of the spur years and years ago, probably 10, 15, or maybe more than that, about 15, and now it's really reoccurring very intensely. It, to me, when you speak about grounding,
yes,
how everything comes from, you know, from the bottom up and moving through the root chakra, etc. There's the knee that's not in alignment. The hip has there's a waddle, so the hip's not in alignment. It keeps traveling up the spinal column, and then would affect everything emotionally. But the heel spur in particular, can you interpret that for me?
It would. So the heel is in the base chakra in the foot. So it definitely has to do something with the base chakra. And the heels are also show how hard we are on ourselves, right? So if somebody has really rough heels, we can see that, you know, they're not walking softly through life. They're digging their heels in, and they're very hard on themselves, or they can be hard on themselves sometimes. So all of these could provide clues. It's challenging to say specifically about that when I've never seen the person, and so I can't, you know, there's so many hints and information that we can draw from just glancing at the person's body posture, main blockages, and other things like that.
Gloria, we do have a great book called Messages from the Body, and I can give you just a brief little explanation about the heel. And did you say it was the right or the left one?
Right.
The right. So I'll read you out of the book, okay? Mm-hmm. So this, they are apt to be rather shocking and inclined to studied obnoxiousness and or to elitist snobbery. Take this with a grain of salt. This masks an underlying loneliness and a sense of total unlovability. And it's in the foot, so it's a core issue.
Yeah.
They are into rejecting first, so to speak. And the right one is they engage in systematic alienation inducing in their manner of doing things. So it's that loneliness and feeling alone.
Pushing everybody away.
Yeah.
Because of a core insecurity or lack of worth.
Yeah. So this would come from a very young child issue. At what point, and I'm not sure if you said this was for you or for somebody else, but the question would be, where did that start? Where did that feeling of loneliness and perhaps a sense of total unlovability originate?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I'm not sure if that's helpful.
Oh, that is very, very helpful. That is like bang on accurate.
Yeah. Okay.
On the skin, the tissue on the heel, the entire foot is very, very smooth. There's no wrinkles, hardly any wrinkles. Like it's almost like very tight. And the toes are not grounded. They're all, they've got that kind of, you know, head in the sand. What do you call it? Like the middle yeah. part of the toes isn't grounded, of the toes yeah. aren't grounded.
Yes.
So are they lifting or digging?
Pardon?
The toes, are they lifting? When the person stands, are their toes lifting off the ground?
When you say lifting, like the tips of the toes are touching the ground,
yeah.
but the middle of the toes are lifted up. And
so
then,
it's almost like the heart chakra of the toe is off the ground, so they're kind of like grasping, they're tucking their head in.
Yep.
In the sand. And their throat chakra, if it is the throat chakra that's off the ground, would be, it's more like a lack of expression. But it's also, it'd be interesting to see the feet because it could be gripping in fear as well and not being able to express it. So again, it's like Agnieszka said, it helps with the picture to be more specific. But in a general way, that's what that sounds like.
Is this really, really skinny?
No. Heavier, a little heavier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really rounded tummy.
Right. Yes.
And next to the big toe, the little the toe right next to the big toe, mm-hmm. Is really digging in. It's that what do they call that? There's a term for it that in nursing, not a buckle toe. Oh boy, I can't remember the term, but it's just like totally digging in. The nail you can't even see.
Okay, so that was the feeling toe. So there would be a complete lack of expression of feelings. And if this is someone that you can work with, would be getting them to start to flatten that toe out, massage it straight, and they may find that they start to release some emotions that they may not even be aware were there, but that's from a very, very young age.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there a throat chakra blockage in this person, Gloria?
Yes.
Right.
Well, there's a lot of expression, but it's angry expression. And
okay, so I would, when I see a client like that, there's this one simple exercise that I ask them to do, and it's to release the throat chakra in a very non-scary, very comfortable way. And so basically what I say is, look, you have a bit of a throat chakra blockage and it's from holding your words. And sometimes maybe your words were mean or inappropriate and that's why you learned to hold back. But how about we test it for the next 2 weeks or a month? And every time you think something nice about somebody else, just say it. Because in our society, we tend to think, oh, she has a nice jacket, he has a nice car. That was a very well said sentence, but we don't actually say those things. It's a really easy, simple way to release some of that stored energy in the throat chakra and to start learning from the ground up for this person to speak up, speak their feelings, right? And so it's not about speaking the feelings that you've been holding back because that could be too difficult to start off right away. It's about speaking the feelings that are simple and at the forefront of the mind, and they don't have any emotional attachment to those feelings that they're speaking. And then that way, they step by step can learn to express themselves again.
Yeah, that's such an excellent point to make. So it's living in the present moment and expressing the beauty, the gratitude, so thankfulness, gratefulness.
But don't even make it so lofty because you're making it sound difficult when you talk about it. The simplest things, like, wow, I like the way you cut your grass, right? It's not about the gratitude for the life that your mother has given you. It's about, hey, that color you painted your fence, I like it.
Yeah.
Simple, grounding expressions.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so
people who have a big throat chakra blockage have a hard time sometimes expressing gratitude.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So just approach it from a direction that's not scary.
Mm-hmm. Good, thank you.
You're welcome.
You said the book was Messages from the Body, and that's that lady in Vancouver, correct?
Yes. But,
Narayan Singh.
S-I-N-G-H?
Yes, but her name is, if you're wanting a copy, I can email you the link to email her.
Okay. Yeah, just out of curiosity. That'd be great.
Carol, do you have any questions for us?
No.
You don't want to know how to unplug something? Come on.
I'm into Facebook ad contracts.
Oh.
Well, have fun with that. And on that note, thank you, everyone.
Yes. And thanks, Carol, for joining us.
Tell Gloria to get out of her fucking head.
Tell who?
Gloria to get out of her head.
Who? She can hear you, Carol.
I said Gloria. She's back into her head again.
Carol.
Come and kick her butt.
So what do you want me to do?
Gloria, that's Carol's way of saying I love you.
I know. I'm so aware. I feel so sweet.
Well, but
you know, it's like, well, I've got a head. I'm using it.
Use your feelings, though. Focus on your feelings, Gloria, because that really is the key to the universe.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's all good.
That's a conversation for another time.
Yeah, well, to be continued. To be continued.
Right. With Join Carol. Us on the next call for the continuation.
Love you, Carol.
Yes. I have to come hot tubbing with you to get you back in your body.
What's that? What did you say?
I'll have to come in a hot tub with you.
Yes, come on over. Come join the hot tub and we can enjoy our time again.
And drink 50-year-old rum.
Okay, I wasn't going to say that.
That'll get you back in your body.
You both left our body.
Aww. All right. Well, thank you for joining us, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we look forward to hearing from you via Facebook or any other way you'd like to contact us. And, we will be back in January with our next call for the base chakra. Actually, it's a great way. We couldn't have planned this better. What a great way to start the new year with the base chakra.
Yes, I was thinking the same.
It's just perfect. So,
are you doing the 4 o'clock call?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
There may be different questions there.
Yes. See you at 4 o'clock.
Well, thank you, Gloria. All right, ladies. Take care.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you, ladies. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.